Christine.
Hi, this is Elsa from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Who do you represent again?
This is Elsa from Opinion Research. We are just doing this. Survey is quick and confidential. So, are you registered to vote in Texas? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'll answer your questions, but if I get annoyed, I'm going to hang up.
No problem, Ms. Denise. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, Republican, or mix?
I usually would vote mix, but lately I have voted on the Democratic ticket.
Nada. Thank you. So, as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, is it time for a change in directions and political leadership in Texas, or the
yes.
Republicans' one-party rules is working? Okay, it's time to change.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So, which of the following is the most important problem or issues facing Texas today? Violent crime, illegal immigration at the border, cost of insurance or home and vehicles, property taxes, the economy, inflation and jobs, gun violence, abortion rights, funding for public schools and teacher pay.
Okay, so I only get to pick one of those, huh?
That's correct.
All right, so I'm going to go with abortion, because that's the number one issue, because it's human right issue. Next, I would have to say, it's a way to rank these. I would have to say the next would be the cost of insurance and housing, followed by property taxes. All of that completely mismanaged.
Noted. Thank you. So, now we will mark your opinion of it as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know. So, Colleen Albrecht?
Very favorable.
Perfect. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Avery Bishop?
Henry Bishop, did you say?
Yeah, Avery.
Avery.
If you don't know, you can tell me yes, if you don't know.
I'm not sure. I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but don't know.
That's don't know.
Okay with you.
No opinion on Avery Bishop. Oh, but if she is, I just looked her up. So it would be favorable if she's aligned with abortion rights. Now that I have just basically that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. What about Angie Chen Button?
Hater. Is there an I hate her button?
Well, I'm going to put very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. You've done nothing. In her district, she's done nothing.
Noted. What about Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Ugh. Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Noted. Ted Cruz?
Very unfavorable.
Noted. Okay. So, in the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today? Will be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy, or undecided?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I would vote for Colin Allred.
Noted. And in the elections for Texas state representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Avery.
Noted. Perfect. So next, here is some follow-up information about both of the state's House district candidates. So Angie is the Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UT Dallas and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. And Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local school, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit-created programs. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom and father who is fifth-generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund for public schools and the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Avery Bishop.
Noted. Okay, so for American culture, which is the side you agree. American is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining American with DEI and critical race theory. What teaches kids to hate Americans, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Which one do you agree the most?
I agree that America is a country based on equality and diversity, and that immigration makes us stronger.
Thank you so much. Values and freedoms. Mark, which side you agree with the most? Agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
I agree that people should make their own choices for themselves and their family.
Noted. Thank you. So are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yes.
Perfect. From what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
I strongly oppose school vouchers.
Okay. When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? Liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids, lack of funding for the state leading of school closing, the impact of closing schools or neighborhoods, low teacher pay.
Okay. Well, I think the lack of funding is a problem for our school districts.
Perfect. Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
I disagree with that.
Okay. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. No exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions.
Oh, okay. That's a hard one to pick out what's worst. I mean, they're all bad. I'm going to have to say that it comes down to the woman not having the right to seek the abortion no matter what.
Okay.
Like, even in circumstance where she would want a child, but she needs to get an abortion because she's having health problems or something like that. She doesn't have the right to say, you know what? I have to protect my health for my other children. I have to protect my health for my family. I have to protect my health for myself. She can't say that. She has to endure no matter what. And that is, to me, not okay. She has to be able to make the choice to become a mother, and she shouldn't have to become a disabled person or a dead person.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's go to the following. So next. A few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislatures that their opponents might make. Rate your reactions to each as either as very strong reason to vote against that candidate, as someone's strong reason for a weak reason. So Angie Chen Button says she is a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality. So you are very strong against, someone strong against, weak reason, don't know, or refused?
Okay, so I think she's very hypocritical, so would I be against what she's doing?
Noted.
She says one thing, does another. So I'm very against her, what
okay.
she's doing right now.
Thank you. So next one will be Representative Button voted against giving school teacher a raise.
that makes me want to protect her.
Okay. So very strong against, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now we go with Avery Bishop. It's just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control.
So do I want to vote for her or against her because she's just another liberal Democrat voting?
You have, so basically you have, you can rate your reaction to each as either as very strong reason to vote against that candidate or a somewhat strong reason or a weak reason. So basically if you agree basically that it is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control. So if you can choose very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or refused?
The way this question is worded is very strange. So I'm going to be voting. I don't think that someone having, honestly, the moment I hear someone saying that person is woke, I automatically sympathize with that person because it sounds like they're just being name called, and it sounds like the person with the accusation has nothing. It sounds like they're very jealous or something. Like they can't say her policy is bad because of this reason or that reason. They're just like, oh, she's a woke person. And to me, that just seems very simplistic. So calling someone woke is not enough reason to make me not vote for them. I will still vote for them if their actual policy is what I want to see enacted in some way.
Okay.
So
in this case, you will choose weak reason?
Yeah, weak reason to vote against them. Very weak.
Okay.
It's childish even.
Noted. Okay, so let's go to the following. So Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school, for our school kids, that only further worsens the problem of public school sexualizing our kids from an early age.
Can you repeat that one?
Yeah. Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school kids that only further worsened the problem of public school sexualizing our kids from an early age.
Okay, so the question or the statement is Avery Bishop wrote a curriculum for sex education and she's sexualizing children.
Yeah, so basically she wrote a curriculum for sexual education for the school kids and only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age.
No, that's just dumb.
Okay, weak reason.
It's a weak reason.
Okay, noted. Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda.
Weak reason.
Okay. Avery Bishop and her Democratic polls will continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities.
That's a weak reason because it's very, it's just weak because not based on facts.
Okay, thank you. Angie Chen Bonham supports the Republican stream ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk, in a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. So very strong against, someone strong,
yeah.
I guess, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, very strong.
Very.
Thank you. Despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chen Button has failed to fund her public school, which led to 4 local elementary school closures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values.
That is a very strong reason to vote against her.
Okay, very strong again. Okay. Angie Chen Button supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that will siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
That is a strong reason to vote against her.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, someone positive, neutral, or negative. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance company and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insurance a home or vehicle, squeezing Texas consumer, Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporation to give Texas families relief from rising rates. So this is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative for you?
Very positive.
Noted. Avery Bishop will push for sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence.
That is very positive.
Noted. Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver in order to help inmates who serve their time succeed when released. She wrote an app that helps them clean their record to get a job and find housing and healthcare to survive in the outside world.
That is very positive.
Okay. Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments include paying for law school by becoming Miss Texas, show she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together.
I mean, those
are
all
very
positive. Is there like a I guess it's positive, but I wouldn't go very positive because that's just kind of boilerplate.
Okay. Somewhat positive then?
Yeah.
Okay. So a product of public schools, Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She will fight to make the state pay its full share of school funding to keep her local neighborhood school open.
That's very positive.
Okay. In the legislature, Avery Bishop's focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making home ownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working conditions, and supporting our local public schools.
Positive.
Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even when their lives are in danger.
That's positive.
Okay. In the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money just as 41 other states do.
That is very positive.
Okay. Thank you. So, having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Angie Chen Baden, the Republican, or Avery Chubb Bishop, the Democrat?
I would choose Avery Bishop.
Okay. What is their gender? You're a female, right?
Yes, I am a female.
Okay. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
It is 40 to 54.
Noted. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
I am not Hispanic at all.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, White, Caucasian, other?
I'm like a Caucasian other.
Okay. Do you have at least one college degree that require 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Okay. Finally, Mark, yes or no, if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment: TV channels, MSNBC, or CNN?
I use neither.
Okay. So, no then. Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram?
I use those for entertainment and sometimes for news. So mostly entertainment, but sometimes it's good, you know, because you can find good articles there.
Okay, thank you. TV channel, Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Fox Local.
Facebook?
No.
No? Okay. YouTube TV?
No.
No? Okay. TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
Hulu and Peacock.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and your patience. I hope you have a great rest of your shift.
Thank you so much. You too. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.